Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts India moving rapidly to become developed nation with reforms playing crucial role in achieving this objective. Home Minister Amit Shah says every state must be developed to its full potential to make India an ambitious, self-reliant and confident nation. Iran warns US and Israel will be target if Trump administration strikes over protests. Death toll in the nationwide unrest crosses 200. North India shivers as cold wave tightens grip. IMD issues yellow alert for Delhi. And in men's cricket, Virat Kohli and Shubman Gill steer India to commanding position in 301-run chase against New Zealand in the first ODI at Vadodara. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India is witnessing an unprecedented phase of certainty amidst great global uncertainty. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating the two-day vibrant Gujarat regional conference for the Kutch and Saurashtra regions in Rajkot. He said India is moving rapidly to become a developed nation with reforms playing crucial role in achieving this objective.
भारत दुनिया की तीसरी बड़ी इकोनॉमी बनने की तरफ तेज गति से आगे बढ़ रहा है भारत से दुनिया की उम्मीदें लगातार बढ़ रही है भारत दुनिया की फास्टेस्ट ग्रोइंग लार्ज इकोनॉमी है इन्फ्लेशन काबू में है एग्रीकल्चर प्रोडक्शन में भारत नए रिकॉर्ड बना रहा दुनिया में जो देश सबसे ज्यादा वैक्सीन बनाता है वो देश का नाम भारत है भारत की ग्रोथ से जुड़ी वैक्सीन रिफॉर्म परफॉर्म एंड ट्रांसफॉर्म के उस मंत्र की सक्सेस स्टोरी है बीते 11 वर्षों में भारत दुनिया का सबसे बड़ा मोबाइल डेटा कंज्यूमर बना है
The Prime Minister urged industry leaders to invest in India and the Saurashtra Kutch region, saying this is the right time for investment.
भारत में न्यू मिडिल क्लास का दायरा बढ़ रहा है उनकी परचेजिंग पावर बढ़ रही है और इन फैक्टर्स ने भारत को असीम संभावनाओं का देश बना दिया देश और दुनिया के हर निवेशक के पास इन संभावनाओं का लाभ उठाने का यही समय है सही समय है और वाइब्रेंट गुजरात रीजनल समिट भी आप सभी इन्वेस्टर्स को यही संदेश दे रही है सौराष्ट्र कच्छ में निवेश का यही समय है सही समय है
Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Modi said, today the vibrant Gujarat summit has become a strong platform for global growth, international cooperation and partnerships. On the occasion, Prime Minister virtually launched 13 greenfield smart industrial estates across 7 districts of Saurashtra and inaugurated a specialized medical device park in Rajkot. Our correspondent reports that industry leaders made major announcements at Vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference in Rajkot today to achieve the vision of Viksit Bharat.
Today's Vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference in Rajkot became a major milestone for the Viksit Bharat vision as top industry leaders announced massive expansion plans. Reliance Chairman Mukesh Ambani made the biggest announcements by promising to double the group's investment in Gujarat to 7 lakh crore rupees over the next 5 years. This plan focuses heavily on Jamnagar, which is set to become India's top hub for clean energy exports and will house nation's largest AI-ready data center. Beyond industry, Reliance is also partnering with the state government to manage the Veer Savarkar Multisports Complex in Ahmedabad to train the world-class athletes. Adding to the momentum, the Adani Group announced a 1.5 lakh crore rupees investment for the Kutch region. Managing Director of Adani Ports, Karan Adani, said that the world's largest clean energy park at Khavda in Kutch will be fully ready by 2030, while the capacity of Mundra Port will be doubled to strengthen India's trade over the next 10 years. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Earlier, on the second day of his visit to Gujarat, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the Vibrant Gujarat Trade Exhibition in Rajkot. Spanning across an expansive 18,000 square meters, this grand exhibition is a vibrant showcase of development and innovation. In the morning, Prime Minister Modi took part in the historic Somnath Swabhiman Parv, celebrating the enduring spirit of the Somnath Temple at the coastal town of Prabhaspatan in Gir Somnath district. Addressing a massive gathering on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi called upon citizens to stay united and defeat all forces conspiring to divide the country.
वो ताकतें मौजूद हैं, पूरी तरह सक्रिय हैं, जिन्होंने सोमनाथ पुनर्निर्माण का विरोध किया, और इसलिए हमें ज्यादा सावधान रहना है, हमें खुद को शक्तिशाली बनाना है, एकजुट रहना है, ऐसी हर ताकत को हराना है जो हमें बांटने की साजिशें रच रही है.
In the evening, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the final section of Phase 2 of the Ahmedabad Metro Rail project connecting Sector 10A to Mahatma Mandir. The 7.88-kilometer stretch with seven stations will link Mahatma Mandir to Motera Stadium and improve connectivity to key landmarks such as Akshardham, LDRP College, Gift City and Gandhinagar. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz will be on a two-day visit to India from tomorrow. This will be Chancellor Merz's first official visit to India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will receive the German Chancellor tomorrow in Ahmedabad. The two leaders will take stock of the progress made in diverse aspects of the India-Germany strategic partnership, which completed 25 years last year. External Affairs Minister said the discussion will also focus on further intensifying cooperation in trade and investment, technology, education, skilling and mobility. Tomorrow is the National Youth Day, the day observed every year on the 12th of January to commemorate the birth anniversary of the great spiritual leader and philosopher Swami Vivekananda. His inspiring life and empowering message continue to motivate young people to pursue their dreams, harness their inner strength and build a future guided by his ideals. On the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the concluding session of the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi. Mr. Modi will interact with around 3,000 youth from across the country, along with youth delegates representing the international diaspora. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of this stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the News at 9. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said the Narendra Modi government envisions India as a confident, ambitious and self-reliant nation, stressing that every state must realize its full potential to achieve this goal. Mr. Shah was speaking after inaugurating the New India, New Kerala conclave in Thiruvananthapuram. Mr. Shah praised Kerala's performance in sectors such as Ayurveda, information technology, tourism and sports. He, however, added that the state needs fresh leadership under the BJP-led NDA to overcome what he described as political stagnation caused by the LDF and the UDF governments. He also demanded that the investigation into the Sabarimala gold theft case be handed over to a neutral agency and accused both fronts of shielding each other in corruption cases.
Kerala mein dher sara potential pada hai.
Kerala has immense potential, but the ongoing cycle of LDF-UDF and UDF-LDF has brought a kind of stagnancy into Kerala's politics. I have come to appeal to the people of Kerala that the state needs a new vision, new blood and a new kind of politics, something that only the Bharatiya Janata Party and the NDA can provide.
Bharatiya Janata Party aur NDA hi de sakta hai.
The BJP has criticized Trinamool Congress TMC chief and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee over her alleged interference during the Enforcement Directorate raids at the office of political consultancy firm IPAC in Kolkata. Addressing the media in New Delhi, senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad questioned the Chief Minister's decision to visit the IPAC office, stating that it is neither a TMC office nor the residence of any party leader.
Which provision of the Constitution, Mamata ji, permits you to do this raid in a hurry in a private house in the presence of the police commissioner and DGP and take out the files?
The national working president of the BJP, Nitin Naveen, today visited Nilambur at Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu and interacted with beneficiaries of the Viksit Bharat G. Ramji scheme. More than 150 beneficiaries participated in the interaction. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Naveen said the Viksit Bharat G. Ramji scheme will benefit people at the grassroots level. He stated that the development schemes are being implemented at a faster pace and that there is no middleman, ensuring benefits reach the common man directly. He alleged that the state government is involved in corruption and should not be elected again. Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct prime ministerial review. Over a decade, Pragati has helped accelerate decision-making, resolution of issues causing delay in key infrastructure projects, and instilled a strong culture of accountability. In this special series, today our correspondent takes a look at the four-laning of the Lucknow-Sultanpur section of the National Highway 56 of the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways.
The four-laning of Lucknow-Sultanpur section of National Highway 56, spanning over 127 kilometers, constitutes a critical upgrade of road infrastructure in central and eastern Uttar Pradesh. The corridor passes through the districts of Lucknow, Barabanki, Amethi, and Sultanpur. Despite steady progress on engineering works, the project encountered significant constraints during implementation, primarily linked to land acquisition and environmental management. The project was reviewed by the Prime Minister in Pragati meeting held on 25th April 2018, which proved to be a decisive turning point. Following the directions after Pragati meeting, the government of Uttar Pradesh intensified land acquisition efforts, enabling full possession of the pending land. With statutory and land-related constraints removed, National Highway Authority of India significantly ramped up deployment of man and machinery. The upgraded Lucknow-Sultanpur section of NH56 has delivered far-reaching socio-economic benefits. With Anand Kumar, Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Iran's Parliament Speaker Mohammad Baqir Khalibaf today warned that the U.S. military and Israel will be legitimate targets if the United States strikes the Islamic Republic over the ongoing protests roiling the country. Speaker Khalibaf's remarks came after U.S. President Donald Trump reiterated his threat to attack Iran if authorities used force to suppress a growing wave of nationwide protests triggered by public frustration against the government. On the other hand, Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has accused the U.S. administration of being behind the large-scale protests in the West Asian country. Meanwhile, nationwide anti-government protests in Iran crossed the two-week mark today, with people flooding the streets in capital Tehran and its second-largest city, Mashhad, this morning. According to the U.S.-based human rights activist news agency, over 200 people have lost their lives in the violence connected with the protests, while 3,280 others have been detained. Cold wave conditions and dense fog are set to intensify in North India as the temperature is likely to plummet further. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for very dense fog conditions over West Rajasthan and orange alert for Uttar Pradesh, East Rajasthan and Himachal Pradesh tomorrow. A yellow alert has been issued for Jammu and Kashmir, Delhi, Haryana, Saurashtra and Kutch and Bihar for the next 2 days. Similar conditions will prevail over Punjab, Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Ladakh, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim for the next 2 to 3 days. IMD has also forecast cold wave to severe cold wave conditions at isolated places over Delhi, Haryana, Punjab, Chandigarh, Bihar, Himachal Pradesh, Rajasthan, West Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Saurashtra and Kutch till tomorrow. And in men's cricket, chasing a target of 301 runs, hosts India were 267 for 5 in 45 overs against New Zealand in the first ODI of the three-match series at Vadodara and Gujarat when reports last came in. Virat Kohli and Shubman Gill built a significant partnership to put India in a commanding position in their chase of 301 runs. Shubman scored 56 runs off 71 balls before being dismissed. Virat Kohli anchored the innings and was eventually dismissed for 93 runs off 91 balls. With this knock, Virat Kohli became the fastest player to reach 28,000 international runs, breaking Sachin Tendulkar's long-standing record. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts India moving rapidly to become developed nations with reforms playing crucial role in achieving this objective. Home Minister Amit Shah says every state must be developed to its full potential to make India an ambitious, self-reliant and confident nation. Iran warns US and Israel will be target if Trump administration strikes over protests. Death toll in nationwide unrest crosses 200. North India shivers as cold wave tightens grip. IMD issues yellow alert for Delhi. And in men's cricket, Virat Kohli and Shubman Gill steer India to commanding position in 301 run chase against New Zealand in the first ODI at Vadodara. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.